Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I am reading the r/incest post written by user Bathing My Son, and her series is called I've Been Helping My Son Bathe. We are on update number 28. Hi, back with another not so quick update. Still trying to catch up, so this post details last weekend, then we're almost up to date. I saved one last night, but I'll continue working on it on this weekend's post. After we'd crossed another hurdle, things kind of got a bit hot for a while. We had sex again on Sunday, which I wanted to include in the last post, but it was too long, as it was, so I left that out. Through the week, I worked late, classic disappointment, every night until Friday, and I was so excited to get home, almost shaking in the car en route, thinking about what the weekend had in store for us. I really didn't have anything planned, just felt like going with the flow was again the best option and seeing how things happened. We still hadn't discussed the possibility of me having sex with them independently to all those in my personal messages asking if that was available. I guess part of the reason for that is I'm never usually alone with just one of them, and they're fine with it. I definitely am. Having two cocks to play with now has been really something I enjoy. There's been some fear with people asking about intimacy as well, which I'll rebuff now. It's still very intimate, if not more so, because now there are no secrets and everything is all out in the open. The whole family. Fun, I guess you could say. Anyway, when I got home, they had already gotten dinner on, so we're in a bit of a rush. I hugged them both and they seemed very jittery as we ate. I guess they were as excited as I was. Are you two okay? I asked. My oldest looked up from his dinner. Yes, of course, Mom. Why? Well, you seem a little wired. That's all. I'm just checking in. They exchanged a glance between themselves, as if acknowledging between them that their excitement was very obvious. Don't worry, I said. This isn't an inquisition. I'm excited, too. Excited for what? My youngest spoke up, playing dumb. I went along with saying, I don't know. I'm just feeling really good right now, I guess. My oldest smiled at me, cheek acknowledging cheek. We finished in relative silence, but even if they were talking, I'd only be able to hear my heart. It was thumping so hard I got myself a bit worried. After we were all done, I said, I'll do the dishes. Go wait for me. They stood up in unison so fast, and I thought the table would flip, which made me laugh. They disappeared toward the bedroom, my bedroom, while I washed up. When I came into the room, they were still clothed and just laying there on my bed. I smiled at them both and said, shower time? While stripping off. I got down to just my underwear before grabbing my towel and searching through my thong drawer for something a bit special to wear when I got out. I left him in there and showered alone this time since neither offered themselves to come in with me. They already smelled like soap by the time I got home, so I knew they were ahead of me. I had to play catch up. Once I got dried off, I could hear them talking, just muffled voices through the walls, but it sounded like a pretty intense conversation since there was no gaps in their words. I put on just the thong I'd chosen and no top, walking out to see what all the fuss was about. When I came out, they stopped talking immediately and stared at me in the doorway, still laying next to each other, but were now naked. I stared back and looking at their cocks had me just about forget what to ask, what all the chatter was about. I got shivers, looking at them both, knowing what was coming. And almost lost the ability to speak. Almost. What's all that about? I asked, walking over to them and standing at the end of the bed. Nothing, my oldest said, defensively and quietly. Didn't sound like nothing, I kept pushing. Come on, you can tell me. This is supposed to be all above board. And I want to know. They both hesitated for a second, looking between themselves before, after a deep breath. my oldest said, "Would you do anal with us?" Him asking that didn't come as a particular shock, since when all this started, we had a small conversation about it. It's just that you're obviously into, like, butt stuff. So I just wanted to know if it was something you'd want to try with us. I stayed standing at their feet, smiling at them. I found it really cute that they were arguing about it. I feigned, musing on about it. I might. I would if you two are really good. I mean, really good to mommy. They both looked at me, wondering if I was joking, but I wasn't. Not tonight, but maybe sometime soon, I said, finally ending the conversation. Enough about that now, because I want something else for now. Can you stand up for me? They did as they were told, not sticking to the anal thing, but stood up on either side of me off the bed. I crawled up to where they were in front of them, and on all fours, so their cocks were hanging right in front of me, and I stared for a while between them, studying them closely and teasing them a little by moving in close to one and looking up, smiling and pulling myself back. My oldest got sick of this game pretty quickly, because he ran his hand through my hair, grabbed on and guided my open mouth toward his crotch. Melt. I let out a loud moan, and when he did that before, it was muffled with a cock. He held me there for a bit before pulling me back off, and I switched to his brother. When I spat him out, they shifted slightly closer so I wouldn't have to arch as much, and I bobbed between them, making things really wet and dribbling saliva onto their feet below. Their moans were really turning me on, but I needed them to tell me. "Call me mommy," I said. "Tell mommy to suck these two fat cocks, please, baby," before enveloping one into my mouth. "Fuck, mom," my youngest said, still watching his brother being sucked off. "Suck us, please, mommy. Make us come." The oldest obviously felt my throat vibrate as I moaned, hearing him say that, because he almost lost his footing. I scooched myself off the bed so that my knees were in front of them, for an even easier access to swap between them. Their dicks were getting really close, but I could pull them even closer so I could turn my head slightly and have the other in my mouth. Then something happened, which I didn't intend on, but the heads of their cocks touched as I was swapping. Neither pulled back at all or said anything, which I found interesting at the time, but didn't really focus on it too much since I was busy. They were moaning like crazy as I held them almost tip to tip, being cautious this time not to freak them out if they touched again. Eventually, my hands found their way down my own pussy, and I used both hands to finger myself and rub my clit. My oldest saw me doing that and grabbed under my armpits, pulling me up and throwing me onto the bed. Swoon. I laughed as I bounced back to being still, but they were all over me, not giving me any time to think. My oldest lay down between my legs and pulled the thong off before burying his face between my legs. His brother came up beside me, and I pulled his legs over my torso, and he popped my head up onto a pillow, giving me easier access to lock what I could reach of his cock. He moved me up more and had his cock resting on my face while his brother ate anything his tongue could touch and reach. He was swapping from my ass to pussy before finally landing on my clit and made huge circles with his tongue. Baby, fuck, I moaned. Put a finger in. His hands moved up and I felt some slide into my waiting pussy. The other hole too, I moaned again. Do it, I said, still licking my youngest cock, who by this time had his hands through my head and was using it to push down on his cock. My oldest didn't hesitate before whichever hand he wasn't using for my pussy found its way to my ass, and he gently slid a finger in that too. Fuck, mom, he said, leaning back. While I couldn't see him, I imagined he was sitting back watching my two holes stretch around his finger. Oh my God, baby, Lick it and I'll come. I started feeling my orgasm building as his tongue hit my clit again, making huge circles as his fingers moved in and out of me. The inside of my pussy started stretching and gaping a little. But I knew I was close. I had to spit my youngest out and just grab his cock with both hands, milking him over my face while focusing on myself. Soon enough, I started shaking and came really loudly, arching my back, causing my youngest to lose his balance a bit and have support for himself on the wall. He kept licking my clit, but both of his fingers slipped out as my holes tightened and squeezed through my convulsions. Before I could even get close to catching my breath, though, he was up on top of me, pounding himself in as deeply as he could. My youngest sat to the side just watching, so I pulled his face down for a long kiss, not wanting him to feel left out. I whispered in his ear, "I want you next." My oldest started grunting like he was close, so I had to pull myself off him before he came so both could have a turn. They swapped positions and I rolled over so my youngest could have pussy and my oldest laid down in front of me. I tried to sit up a bit so I could jerk him off with both hands, but my youngest grabbed both of my arms and pulled them behind my back while he wasted no time in going as deep as he could. My boobs were swinging in front of my oldest's cock, so he took matters into his own hands by jerking himself, watching me being fucked from behind. "That's it, baby," I managed to say. "Come on, mommy. Come all over mommy's tits." That sent him over the edge and he exploded, mostly into my chin, but some went a bit haywire and disappeared over my shoulder. As he raved in the orgasm, my youngest was grunting too very quickly after that and said, "Fuck, mom, I'm gonna come," and pulled out, losing himself all over my back and my ass. We all three collapsed into a heap of sweat and cum, breathing deeply and silent, basking in the glow of what we had just done. We're almost caught up to date. We did have sex one more time last weekend, but there was nothing new to tell. So I guess for the next update, I'll cover what happened over the last 2 days, because they've been huge. I'm a little sore, if that gives you a spoiler. Okay, update number 29. Hello, I'm back after a ban. Whoops. Won't be breaking any more rules here since I enjoy posting these and have no plans to stop in the future. I believe 2 weekends have passed since I made my last update, so I've got to do a bit of recall and catching up since a lot has happened in that time. There's been quite a bit of escalation, which I'm excited to tell you about, but since I do try and give heaps of detail, it takes me about 2 to 3 updates to fully fill you in on everything. We've definitely settled into a rhythm of weekend play only. It's not that weekday stuff is ever off the cards. Just by the time I get home, it's always late and they're usually asleep or nearing sleep. Kind of an unwritten rule by now that Saturday and Sunday is our time, quote unquote, and I wear my quote unquote uniform, as it has been dubbed, the thong and the very small top. By Thursday, I'm feeling so ready for them on Friday. It's hard to concentrate on anything but what is in store for the next few days. We're getting far more confident and less awkward in our interactions, and I put that down to enjoyment and exposure. The more we do and try, the more at ease things feel, and I've got to say, it's very sexy how close we've become. I feel so loved, and with all the compliments I'm getting, it's really self-assuring and boosting my self-love. I know they're feeling it too, especially once I became more at ease with dirty talk between the three people. You should hear their moans when I say mommy while we're getting into it. Melt. Anyway, on to what's been happening. I got home so late that Friday, they were already in bed. I was kind of hoping they'd stay up for me because I was so horny all day. But alas, it was almost midnight. So I forewent my desires, showered to be fresh in the morning, and went to bed. When I woke up, it was early, my damn body clock, and they still weren't awake. So in preparation, I found one of my nicer black lace thongs and slipped back into bed to have it ready while I waited. About a half hour later, I heard some stirring in the kitchen, and my heart rate instantly increased. They were up, but I stayed put, waiting for them to appear at the door. I didn't have to wait long as they rounded the corner wearing just briefs and smiling at me. "Come here, you two," I beckoned them, and they wandered over to the bed, taking a space on either side of me, and laid down. "I love these mornings," I blurted out, barely able to contain my excitement. They picked up on my energy and sat up slightly, showing me the outline of their cocks through their briefs. "I do too, Mom," my oldest said, while laying his hands on top of my head and scratching it gently. "I thought maybe you'd stay up with me last night," I said somberly. "We tried to, Mom," my youngest said, "but we knew you'd be here all weekend." "No, I understand. I hate my hours too." "I have a surprise for you. Want to see?" I asked them. They looked a little puzzled by what I was playing, but nodded to succession. "It's honestly nothing special, but it's something you haven't seen before," I added while pulling the sheets down my body, exposing myself and the thong that I'd chosen. Their eyes widened into globes, which gave me a giggle. "Not doing this stuff during the week makes this way better," my oldest said, while x-raying my body. I felt so comfortable with them in that moment. It was such a nice feeling of love and sharing. "I want to make sure this morning is about you, both of you, okay? I want to make you come so badly," suddenly changing my tone as my horniness took over. And I looked back and forth between them. They let out a slight grunt as they sat up slightly. "Why don't you take them out and put them on my face for a minute? I want to stay down here under you for a minute." They jumped out of bed and stripped off their briefs, hard cocks bouncing out as they came past the strap, which made me inhale sharply. "Oh, I'm so lucky to have you two," I managed to say before they got onto their knees on either side of me. I scooted down the bed so they were on either side of my head and reached up to grab them. When they had both moaned so loudly, I thought it was already over, but they had held. "Here, Mom," my youngest said, and pushed a few pillows under my head, moving my face even closer to their cocks. "Come in tighter," I said, while tugging on their cocks that fell flat on my face. I started kissing them up and down while swiveling my neck from base to tip, and every time my lips touched them, they bounced up, filling with blood, and landed with a smack on my cheek. "Fuck, Mom. This is amazing," my oldest said. I moaned through pursed lips before having a sudden realization. "You don't mind being this close, do you?" In my lust, I forgot to ask and got caught up in my thoughts about having them both. "While this is happening, not at all," my youngest said. I could see my oldest nodding back at him, then smiling at me. And he added, "Thanks for asking though, Mom, but please keep going." Reassured by that, I opened my mouth and stuck my tongue out, moving from kissing to licking and all up and down their shafts. If I thought they were bouncing before, well, they could barely contain themselves, as every time my tongue hit a cock, it bounced and landed again. I was giggling pretty hard, and they were too, watching themselves slap their mom. It had become sort of a game, and I was just having fun with them before it got a bit more serious and my moaning intensified. "God, you're so heavy on my face," I said, before sliding my oldest's head into my mouth and as far as I could before spitting out and swapping cocks. Their cocks definitely touched a few times, but I was only met with more moaning as I had one on my face while sucking slash licking the other. I got my hands up and wrapped them around whatever I could, trying to desperately get as much of them into my mouth from that angle, but it was hard, excuse the pun. I found myself grinding my hips without really thinking about it and swaying my waist up and down as I sucked. Totally lost in the ecstasy of the weight of them on my face, every time I opened my eyes, I saw them staring down at me from above their naked torso. Really a sight to behold, as their mouths and faces contorted while I swapped between them. Eventually, it became too uncomfortable for my neck, so I rolled over onto my hands and knees, and they shuffled to kneel in front of me, where I continued with my mouth this time on all fours. My oldest kept reaching down to grab and slap my ass, while my youngest curled over to grab my swaying breasts, tugging and squeezing at them really hard. I was getting so into it, and I'd totally forgotten about myself, which I guess was the point of the morning. They were being too quiet, though, aside from the moans, and I wanted to hear them talk to me, so I said, tell me what you want me to do to me. While my mouth hovered in front of them, they mumbled something, but were obviously too turned on to talk, so I asked them yes or no questions, which would be easier to answer. You like watching mommy suck your cocks? Some variation of yes from both of them. You, I said before sliding my youngest cock into my throat before releasing again. Do you like the way my tits feel? And I looked up at him. Fuck, Mom, yes. This is so hot. Keep going. You, I said, staunchly swapping my mouth to my oldest and giving him the same. Do you like the way my ass feels? God damn, Mom, he moaned. Yes, fuck yes. I pull my thong up. Then his grip left my cheek and grabbed a hold of the top of the strap. Standing himself up while he pulled it further up between my pussy and my ass. It didn't hurt, only served to make me hornier. Ugh, fuck, I said while dropping my head as the thing split me in half. Okay, I said, pulling myself together again and going back to sucking them. I was kind of going nowhere, but suddenly had a thought. Do you want to fuck my ass this weekend? Who was that one for? My oldest said, looking straight down at me. Both of you, I said, swapping back to his brother. I want you all in my holes. It was surprising for me to look back and ask them like that, but that gives you an idea of just how much I wanted them. I was truly in that moment with zero other thoughts. Oh God, Mom, my oldest said. Yes, I want it so badly. Moom, my youngest moaned before adding, as long as I can eat it first. And he grabbed my head with both hands, holding me there as he thrust into my throat. When he let me up for air, I said, you can have whatever you want. I'm yours this weekend. That was too much for them because they started making deep groans, so I knew they were close. Before you come, stand up. I want it over my face and body, I said, getting up to my knees. They followed me up and stood on either side and began jerking while I massaged their balls and licked between tips. That's it, boys. Come on, Mommy. I want it so bad. Please give it to me. And they did. During guttural groans, they exploded all over my face and torso. Streams of cum flew from their cocks and landed on me as I smiled, admiring my work. They were pretty spent after, though, collapsing into piles on my side and hugging my thighs. I could only look down at them, with my hand on each of their heads, satisfied in myself that I'd done them a service. So yeah, there's definitely more from that weekend, but that'll be in the next update. Update number 30, aka 27.5. Hey, I've got to find a better way to introduce these posts. Here's the follow-up post to the last one about that same weekend, because something else happened, and I'm sure you want to read it. You've got a pretty good idea, I'm sure. The rest of Saturday was spent just relaxing around the house. They showered after the morning session, but didn't put their clothes on for a while till they got too chilly. It was kind of cute seeing them walk around the house naked. It reminded me of the times in the past, because it's been ages since I've seen them just doing house stuff like that. I was in my usual clothing of a thong and a tiny top, trying not to expose myself too much in case they got used to seeing me naked. It was hard, though, through the day, not just to play with them all day, but we had stuff to do and got stuck from morning to afternoon. By the time the evening set in, I was really worked up myself. mostly from seeing their cocks bounce around all day, but also I didn't get to come with them that morning. So I was looking forward to that the whole time. We've discussed the anal thing a few times, and while I wanted it, I was still nervous. I kept thinking about how big they were, and I guess it was just pretty daunting thinking about how they'd get into me like that. I started thinking that maybe my morning talk, previous post for reference, was an exaggeration of what I could actually do. I've done anal a few times before and really enjoyed it, but no one has been up there and near the size of my son's cocks. Through the day, I'd reasoned with myself that if it didn't work for any reason, I could always recant and we could try again later. But I really, really wanted it. Warming up would be essential, and I knew I'd have to be pretty horny. But this wasn't really going to be a problem. When the evening rolled around, I decided I'd have a glass of wine with them. We stayed chatting on the couch for a bit, but none of our heads were in the conversation, since we kept trailing off midway through stories. Totally understandable, given what was to come. So after, I suggested they shower and get the day off, and I'll do the same. They skipped off for that, and I went to my bedroom, choosing a tiny top from my drawer and washing up myself, inside and out this time. When I jumped out of the shower and had dried off, I was wearing just a towel around my waist and a tiny top I had chosen. They were already on my bed, waiting patiently for me to emerge, unspeaking. Every time I see them like that, I giggle. I noticed they had put their briefs back on, which suited me fine, because in no time I knew they'd be off. It definitely added to the tension in the air, because I could see the outlines of their already hard cocks, but nothing else. "Hey, you two," I said, walking over to the bed to join them. "Hey," they said, almost in unison. I sat down between them, but my youngest wasted no time in letting me know what he wanted. He basically picked me up from my thighs, and I followed his guidance, lifting my leg across his head and sitting on his face, facing his feet. His tongue immediately started licking my holes with no order or compliance. It was moving from my ass to my clit, up and down, as I felt his face vibrate with every moan he let out. After a while, he began poking his tongue deeper into my ass, and I helped him by reaching down and spreading my cheeks for him. Melt. As I dropped deeper and deeper into his face, his brother stood up, took his briefs off, and stood in front of me, lining his cock up with my mouth, which I had wide open for him. Using both hands to grab his thighs, he held my head gently and fed me his tip. Just the tip was reachable for me, and I think he was teasing me with it because all I wanted was the whole thing in my throat. It kept slipping out, so I bent my head every time I did to suck it back in. Eventually, he gave it to me, more of him, and I dropped my jaw, sticking my tongue out like I was at the doctor's office. And he went in until he couldn't anymore and held. I used my grip on his thighs to pull him even deeper, and I got maybe an inch before needing air, and he pulled out of me, sputtering and drooling, all into my chin and my tits. Through my coughs, I looked up at him and said, "Again," and he wasted no time, long back inside. We repeated this a few times, all the while I had my other son tongue up my ass. My youngest's face was vibrating more and more, and I realized that through my lust that he was trying to talk. "Fuck, sorry," I said, lifting myself up slightly. Through puffs, he laughed. "It's okay, Mom. I just couldn't breathe." "Oh my God, I'm so sorry, baby." And I let him crawl out from underneath me and let go of my oldest. "Don't be sorry. That was hot as fuck. You never have to be sorry for that." His face was all red from the pressure, but he licked his lips hungrily, which was really reassuring. While I was still on my knees, my oldest dropped behind me and knelt too, closing the space between our bodies. The full length of his naked thighs were pressed up against mine, and I dropped my head back onto his shoulder. The youngest got up in front of me and placed his hands onto my breasts, over my top and began massaging gently. Their hands explored me as I was pressed between them, and I can feel their warmth as I type this. My oldest was pressed firmly against my back before his hands rounded me and grabbed the bottom of my top, pulling it up and over my head. I could feel his cock pressing up against my back, so I pushed my ass against it before raising myself slightly so it fell between my cheeks. He reached down and parted them before letting go, sandwiching his cock against my asshole and pussy. To date, I think that was the hottest thing I'd ever felt. As they continued rubbing me, I was so wet, I was definitely dripping onto his cock while it was twitching against my holes, coming into contact with my clit on every bounce. It was just such a nice, warm feeling. I could have stayed like that forever. Raising my head off his shoulder, I looked toward my youngest, smiled, kissed him deeply, grabbed the back of his head to pull him closer to me. "Did you mean what you said this morning?" he asked as we broke our lips. "What did I say this morning?" I said with a smile. Said, playing dumb. "You know," he got a bit shy and looked away from me. About, "He's talking about your ass," my oldest said, finishing his brother's thought. "I meant every word, every word," I said to both of them. "It's just a bit of a shame." "About what?" my oldest said, quizzically. "That I can't give it to both of you tonight, because it could get a bit messy with a lube." "Oh, that's fine," my youngest said, picking up. "What do you mean?" I asked. "We already spoke about it today. He can go first, because you and I started this before he came into it," the youngest said, smiling at me. "We both agreed this was fair. Plus, there's always time for more, yeah?" I turned my head between them, checked both of their faces to see if maybe there was something I was missing. "Really, Mom, it's fine. We decided without you," my oldest said, and gave my breast another squeeze from behind. I was a bit speechless that they were able to come up with that decision amicably, but also so excited that they weren't going to argue over me. They seemed very calm while talking, so I accepted their decision by leaning in for another kiss from my youngest. "Well, that's very mature of you. Don't worry. I'll make it up to you later, I promise," I said to my youngest and reached for a hug. "There's still a lot I want to do with you two, because I have three places you can go now." My oldest slid loudly from behind me when I said that, so that was enough talk about it for now. Pushing my youngest chest back gently, he fell back onto his hands and scooched back so his cock was pointing directly up at me. "I'm so proud of you both right now. Let me show you how proud," I said, and leaned forward, putting his cock into my mouth and grabbing the base, steadying it with one hand. My oldest's hand found their way underneath me and pulled my ass up a bit as his fingers started rubbing my pussy. "I'm so ready for this," I heard him say, which made me stop sucking and turn to him. "So am I, baby. I'm all yours. My ass needs your cock right now." "There's lube in the side table." He reached over and grabbed it while I went back to sucking his brother. "Use your finger first. I'll need warming up to take you like that." I heard the bottle squirt, then his fingers started caressing my hole, making smaller and smaller circles with his fingers until he had posied right over it and he pushed one in. Lightly at first, and he said, "Like this?"
Yeah, exactly like that, baby," I said, spitting the cock out of my mouth.
I leaned further over and pushed my ass up more so he could watch himself work. He shifted his weight up slightly and I felt his finger pull out before something much bigger started rubbing against the outside.
"Oh, fuck," I breathed. "Please fuck my ass, baby. I need your cock in there." He sighed a soft, "Oh, Mom," before pushing. It slipped around a few times before suddenly slip, and the head was in. I looked up at my youngest with wide eyes as I got used to its girth and he responded by laying his hand on my head and smiling. "Fuck, you're massive," I said, and went back to sucking. He pushed into me more and more, and my hole stretched around his cock. I'd never felt so full before up there. It felt like he was going to tear me into two, but I wasn't worried about that, just wanted more of him in me. "That angle is great," I said through slurps. "Keep pushing. I want it." His hand started massaging my back and hips from behind before he grabbed both my arms and held them behind me, supporting my weight but leaving me low enough so I could still suck his brother. I felt him start to thrust gently as he went deeper and deeper into me, and I let out a little whimper, not from pain exactly, more shock, as I felt my hole stretch around his cock. "That's it, baby. Fuck me. Fuck my ass. Please, baby, I need it." I couldn't see his face, but I could imagine it as he let out a deep groan and he pulled my arms and body back while pushing in with his own hips. I heard him grunt harder and deeper as he said, "It's so fucking tight." Hearing him say that had me weak, and I pulled my arms free, putting them onto my youngest cock and throating him as deeply as I could while his brother started thrusting into me harder and deeper. Only a few thrusts, I actually felt his balls slap against my clit, so I knew he was deep as he could go. His hands moved up my thighs, and he held them tightly, squeezing my waist and using it to pull me back as he thrust forward. "Ugh, baby," I started screaming slightly louder than I thought I would. "Fuck, fuck, fuck," I screamed. With every thrust, he was bottoming out into his cock in my ass. It was so hard to focus on sucking a cock with that happening behind me, so I just spat on it and stroked it with the other hand that wasn't propping me up. He started slowing down from behind me as his groans became slower. So I screamed, "Don't fucking pull out. Come in me. I want to feel it." "Fuck," he yelled as he let out a final thrust, and my ass stretched even more as he pumped cum into me. His legs started shaking, but he held himself up and in, collapsing forward onto my back and staying there while grabbing my boobs. Undeterred by what had just happened behind me, I looked at my youngest, who was sort of wide-eyed, and I was determined to make him come in my mouth. I sucked him long and deep with his brother's cock still up in my ass, but got flaccid. I slipped one finger under his balls and massaged his asshole to really stimulate him. Soon enough, he grabbed my head with both hands and pushed me down, unloading him straight down my throat with a moan. We stayed like that for a while before the oldest straightened himself out and slid out of me while I felt his cum dripping out. I fell forward because my thighs were kind of hurting and nestled myself into my youngest's chest, and my oldest just played with my ass, jiggling it for a bit before I re-showered. This was longer than I had anticipated, but I got horny again while typing and got carried away. I hope you enjoyed reading as much as I enjoyed reliving it, and we're still not up to date, so there's more to come. And I hope you guys enjoy listening.